I'm making it a Bravo Brazos Valley. Oh. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
There you go.
Scott obviously has a feeling.
I was just thinking this would be a pretty good exercise song for you.
Sort of a cool down type of
thing.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Something right, like that. We'll see.
Oh, no, it's going to pick up.
Yeah, it does. It does pick up.
I got a feeling.
Oh.
Oh. That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night.
See, now you get on the elliptical with that.
Yeah.
That goes.
That goes.
That works.
That goes. Yeah.
Okay.
There's going to be a bunch of people in suits trying to dance to this song at an election rally later on tonight. Some sort of victory party.
Oh, you're probably right. That's, yeah. That's,
Hey, everybody, let's dance to the Black Eyed Peas.
Because we've never heard this song before. All right, so they ask folks, what are the most annoying habits that retailers have? Okay? Mm. That retailers have. What are the most annoying habits? See how you guys identify.
Are we talking about the brick and mortar store, or
yes,
the actual people,
yes,
in the store?
No, we talk about the store itself, the brick and mortar there.
Biggest, like the policies and stuff.
Biggest complaint in the informal survey concerns the increasingly common practice of requiring shoppers to buy several items of the same type to get the discount.
Oh yeah.
You know, hate that, right? Buy the 10 for 10 thing. You've seen that. That clothing stores, buy two, get the third one free. You've seen the men's clothing store. Buy 273, get the next 819 free. Right?
Buy one, get one for 50% off.
And only this week, right?
Right.
At that place.
Well, and along those lines, I mean, that's as far as general practices, tying every day to a sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's our one-day sale.
Oh, yeah.
Until we have another one-day sale.
Right. It's been held over.
Yeah, I make fun of that. Yeah. My Judy and I, we have fun because
we'll go up so we can mark it down 40%.
We'll go by a store and I'll say, hey, look, they're having a sale.
Wow.
I just want to see one store with a big old sign out front saying, nothing on sale, everything full price.
Come on in.
Yeah.
And then almost as annoying is the it's not required but suggested kind of signage. You know, where you don't really have to buy as many. Again, the 10 for 10, like the box of pasta, okay, buy 10 for $10, but you don't have to buy 10 to get the $1 price. If you want to buy three, you still get the $1 price, but it's the inferred bulk buying required. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, I know exactly what you're talking about, those 10 for 10 things, but you know at Kroger, they will sell it to you one for one if that's the way you want to buy
it. Exactly. That's the whole idea. Again, they act like you have to buy that many to get that price, and that's not the case. Upselling at the register. This tactic came up over and over again, but in different forms. When buying electronics, customers don't want the extended warranty, okay? But I'm sure they have to ask that, don't they?
Yeah, they do, because they probably make a little money off
that's
of that.
That's right.
A little?
They probably get a cut of that. The store does.
Yeah.
You know.
You go in and you buy that $29 wireless phone system for your house. You know, for $19.95, you can get like a 12-year warranty for this. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to want to replace this thing in 6 months.
Yeah,
so,
right.
That ain't happening.
And then when it
just
breaks,
I'm going to get bored with it. So.
And when it breaks, you got to mail it to Vancouver
to buy.
Or something. Yeah, right.
And they'll get it back to you as soon as they
can.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Well, that's like any rebate program. Don't you love rebates?
Well, they're on the list. Yeah. Yes, they are.
Buy
on the list.
Buy this printer and get a $75 rebate. Yeah. Please make sure that you Xerox all of your receipts. That you send a blood sample. That you send the names of your first, second, and third child,
well,
and middle name.
They give you these receipts as long as a roll of toilet paper, and you've got to.
That's about what they're worth.
Then you got to get a box cutter and cut off the barcode from the box.
Exactly.
And tape that onto a box top from Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Right, and chances are you cut off the wrong thing.
Yeah. And then scrape off some mud from your daughter's shoes and put that in there. Hello.
How about inventory reduction sales?
Those are always fun because you never want to reduce your inventory. You know, why in the world would you want to do that? Anyway,
I think the thing that bothers me the most is stores that seem to have a lot of employees on the clock, but there's nobody to help you.
Do you see that now? Tell me where that is, because I don't know that. Well, I can think of one store right offhand.
Well, yeah, no, I can
really?
I can think of a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one store that used to be horrible about that.
He's waiting to get in trouble.
I'm not going to mention that. There's one store that used to be horrible about that, but they've gotten better. But there's a couple of stores that have been horrible and still are.
Well, okay. They must be doing well because, you know, the cost of help is pretty significant, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about starting Christmas at Labor Day?
That's on the list, too. We just haven't gotten there yet. Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
How about those we bought too much sale?
Yeah.
We entered the wrong number in the computer.
Hey, we're stupid. Come save. But, yeah, rebates is on there. Promoting Christmas items before Thanksgiving, that made the list. Putting items that children covet by the checkout. Yeah,
that's just good marketing.
Of course. Well,
yeah, but it still bugs you.
But for parents who don't control their children, it ends up being an annoyance. Yeah.
No, it annoys parents who do control their children. For the parents who don't control their children, because they're always in the line next to you.
They are. So you just shoot them the look, right? Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot. Would you please control your child?
Mm-hmm.
Bait and switch. Of course, that is a sales tactic that is time-honored, as a matter of fact. They're sold out of that particular item, but they would helpfully be glad to show you something that's almost the same.
Mm-hmm. Which
almost
leads to the register upcharge.
Yes, sometimes it would be considered an alternative purchase at a slightly higher price. Mispriced items. Readers say that frequently they find that the price listed on the shelf or even on the item itself is lower than the price rung up at the cash register.
Well, if you notice that, then they need to sell it to you at the price.
Well, of course. You just go get the manager, okay?
Right.
Just do that.
Yeah.
I say just have you a good old spastic hissy fit right there.
Just put on a show. Do you want to know how much you've saved? I mean, when they tell you how much you've saved.
I don't mind that.
Okay. You saved X dollars.
I don't mind them saying it doesn't take up much time for them to tell me that.
You saved $1.48 because we were able to track your sales, and then we're going to endlessly pound you with emails so that you can buy some more of this stuff.
Yeah.
Putting a coupon on the receipt. These deals often require another trip to the same store in a week's time to take advantage of whatever that deal might be. Now, here's one that we've had, at least in South College Station, because of the new grocery stores that opened up, rearranging the shelves. They moved everything.
Oh, yeah. We're all thinking of the same store here, aren't
we? Yeah, so there.
Yeah,
I think I think I said on here, I mean, when they right before they finished.
Yeah.
I was in that storatorium and I asked the young lady who was at the working mm-hmm. the checkout line, and I said, so how many customers are coming through here blaming you for the remodeling project?
Yeah.
And she looked at me with this look that said, you know, it was a look of he understands me, and at the same time I want to kill him for bringing this up.
Numbers beyond belief. Hello.
At HEB they gladly point out how much you saved, but they won't tell you what item you saved it on.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Okay.
Cheap items are the hardest to reach.
There's Jackie pushing Scott around. Scott's on the end of the buggy.
Washington does a lot of...